Well, the Olympics in Tokyo, Japan officially get underway tomorrow with the opening ceremonies on the schedule. One American athlete I'm really looking forward to watching is Portland's own Galen Rupp, who will be competing in a men's marathon. As you may remember, Galen was the keynote speaker at the Catholic Youth Organization's Champions of Faith dinner a couple of years ago. So before the dinner, I had a chance to sit down and talk to Galen in what was a very inspiring message to young athletes. Galen, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, let me give our listeners just a little bit of background on your running career up to date now. Galen is an 11-time USA national champion, competed in three Olympic Games, and a two-time Olympic medalist, winning silver at the 2012 Olympic Games in the 10,000 meter and bronze at the 2016 Rio Olympic Games in the marathon. You're currently the top U.S. marathoner, winning the Chicago Marathon and finishing second at the Boston Marathon in 2017, and then Galen won the Prague Marathon in 2018, setting a personal best mark. And not to be left out, some titles and records at Central Catholic High School and competing as an athlete, of course, at the University of Oregon. Wow, I could take the whole interview up just by talking about your running accolades, but that is outstanding. What do you think when you hear all that? I mean, over the course of your life now with the running career and what you've done?
It's pretty crazy looking back. You know, I think as an athlete, you're always so in the moment. And once you finish something, it's always you're looking forward to the next thing. And what can you do better? How can you get better? But I've definitely been blessed and been fortunate to have the career that I've had.
Well, you know, we can talk about what's up in the future, but I want to go back a little bit to your youth and talk about how you got started in running and what's kind of your first memory of running.
Well, my first memory in running, actually, it's kind of a funny story. My mom was a really good runner in high school and college, and she was definitely one that introduced me to this sport. You know, she was constantly hounding me to go on runs with her in Mount Tabor Park right by our house where we grew up, and she actually had to bribe me. She told me she'd take me to McDonald's right afterwards if I went with a jog with her. So she kind of justified it, saying you got to replace the salt you lost with some French fries. And
right.
So that was the first run I ever went on, I remember. And just have a lot of fond memories of running in the park with her in Mount Tabor. And then she actually started, she was the coach in CYO when I started in fourth grade running track, and that was really how I got my start.
Well, that's great. How was CYO for you worked out? I mean, how did you get started with that? Was it at school? Where were you going to school?
Yeah, I was going to All Saints, and so I was looking forward to when I hit fourth grade and you could finally start playing CYO sports. So I played basketball and track. I think those were the only two that I did. But I really loved it. You know, it was just a fun way to get together with a lot of my classmates and other friends. And, you know, I think that it's just great how it starts you, you know, always centered, you know, with a life of putting God first. And that's always in the background behind everything. And I think that that just sets such a solid foundation, you know, for me personally and every child growing up going forward.
So was track and field your primary sport, or were you more diverse in what you did?
I did everything. You know, I soccer was actually my first love, I definitely was very serious in track. I think I ended up breaking a couple school records. You know, they had the board in the gym, which I always looked at and really from the start wanted to set, you know, age group records there, and got a few of them. By the time I was in eighth grade, I think I won a few of the big state meet titles, you know, in CYO. And so it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I never forget my eighth grade year. We actually won as a team as well, which was kind of we were a little bit of an underdog, I think, compared to the other schools. But it was really cool to see, you know, few kids come together and put it together at the end of the year for a big meet. You know, that always makes it easier, and it's really something that I truly believe can benefit so many kids, you know, and, you know, I really feel fortunate that that's where I got my start, and it just, again, it set such a great foundation for me, not only as an athlete, but as a person, and a lot of the things that, you know, I started to learn in CYO, I might not have understood them fully when I was a kid, but, you know, as I grew older and look back on a lot of those lessons and, you know, just principles, the guiding principles that every child, you know, is encouraged with, it's really set me up well for the rest of my life.
I always laugh because of my daughters. They both were in CYO, and I think my youngest daughter, she can still recite by memory the CYO prayer that you had to say before. You remember
yep,
that?
I can't remember verbatim. Yeah, don't quiz me, but yeah. No, I definitely remember saying that.
Yeah, because it was really a great way to start an athletic event with that prayer, because it kind of put you in the right mode of where you wanted to be as an athlete in CYO.
Absolutely, and you know, that's something that is really for me, something that I still do. You know, I remember in high school, we had a certain prayer that we always said as a team right before. And even now, before every race, I have a whole warm-up routine that I go through. And it's just a really comforting thing. And, you know, a lot of times when you're on the starting line getting ready to go mm-hmm. and you've got the nerves and everything, all this pressure can seem so overwhelming. You know, saying that simple prayer really brings you back and just, you know, kind of refocuses me. You know, remember, you put God first, you do things all for the glory of Him. And, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do for a living. And yeah. This should all be fun. And so it really puts me in the perfect state of mind before I get ready to compete.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about that too. And that is your faith life and how your faith life has kind of molded you or leads you through athletics.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it obviously it keeps you humble, but, you know, just as an athlete, you deal with so many highs and lows and different things. And it's just, for me, it really just keeps me grounded and is a constant reminder of where my focus should be. You know, when you start trying to do things for yourself or doing things for, you know, personal glory, all that, you get sidetracked so easily. And, you know, always keeping God first. And it's just been tremendous. And I think has really helped get me through a lot, you know, whether it was remembering how I got there, remembering, you know, all the people that have helped me out and remembering that, you know, this is all, God's given me all these great gifts and right. bring all these tremendous people into my life. You know, it really keeps me grounded. And then also the times that are bad, you know, it's just, you know, I'm a firm believer that things always happen for a reason. You know, God has a plan for everything. And even though it might not make sense, you know, you could go through horrible situations in anything. And, you know, there's just so many lessons that you can learn by, you know, going back to the Bible or looking at the life of Jesus, different things mm-hmm. that he went through. And, you know, I was actually just at Palm Sunday recently and listened to we go to Holy Trinity and, yep. you know, listen to Father Dave there give the homily and just going through all the different emotions, you know, with the passion of Christ and all the horrible things, you know, that he went through from betrayal to people mocking him, bearing false witness against him, mm-hmm. just feelings of loneliness. And, you know, he always had this such singular focus on God's will and what he thought he should be doing according to God. And,
right.
you know, that really resonated with me. And it's just having that focus, you know, I think definitely translates over to an athlete, but it really just keeps you grounded and keeps you going forward. And, you know, you always remember, you know, what's really important. It's not about winning or losing, how bad you're hurting, this or that. It really can keep you focused.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, Galen, too. I know we're talking about athletics and your faith, but you also have a family, and that has to play into your life now as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, my wife and I have been blessed with 4 beautiful children. You know, we have twins that'll be 5 coming up this summer, a 2-year-old, and then we just had another one that's about 2 months old. So it's definitely busy, but it's been so fun seeing them grow. And, you know, I think it just puts so much perspective into my life and, you know, realizing that, you know, I could have a bad day or this or that, and they're always just so excited to see me when I walk in the door. And, you know, and also just recognizing that, you know, my wife and I are responsible for how we bring them and, you know, the values that we instill in them. And so that's just, it's been such a joy though, having them.
They'll be in CYO soon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. Well, what's up for the future for Galen Rupp now? What are your plans as you're heading down with your athletic career?
Yeah, well, I had surgery actually just last October, so I'm still kind of getting over that, but it's going really well. The recovery's going great, and you know, I'm hoping to run another marathon this fall, and then obviously next year in 2020, the focus is definitely on the Olympics. You know, we have the Olympic trials in February, mm-hmm. The marathon trials are in Atlanta, and then God willing, I'll be there representing the USA and the Olympics in Tokyo later that summer.
Oh, man, we'll really look forward to that. Finally, let's wrap this up, and if you could, what's your message to young athletes out there?
I think just, you know, it sounds simple, but just literally always keep your faith in God and always keep Him as a priority in your life. You know, if you have faith in that, it will get you through any ups or downs that you might have, situations that might seem, you know, so much or the end of the world at the time. It is just the best blessing you can have is to always put God first in your life. And if you do that, you know, I promise you, you're going to have a very fulfilling life in whatever field you choose to go in.
Well, we sure appreciate you joining Modern Day Radio this morning and being part of this. And, you know, thank you for what you do as a runner, setting a great example for athletes out there. And
absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, God bless.
Yeah, same to you.
Wow, what a joy that was to speak with Galen Rupp. And I mean, what a great message in regards to his faith and being a runner on the world stage and now heading to another Olympics in Tokyo. And by the way, if you're following along and following the Olympic schedule, the men's marathon in which Galen will be competing is scheduled for Saturday, August 7th. It's actually the last event of the Olympics. It's traditionally
as the winner comes into the arena for last ceremony.
Yeah, so all the best to Galen. It's going to be so exciting to see him at the Olympics again. And man, how awesome would that be to win a gold? But whatever he does, just to have him there representing is awesome.
Oh, well, with that type of focus and knowing that he has all of his faith in God, he will do exactly what God intends. Mm.